A bruising and enthralling opening to the final series is immediately followed by the most intriguing matchup of the weekend. For the second year running, the Brisbane Lions present for what is the ultimate assessment in a qualifying final against Richmond. Tonight, we'll learn the extents of their improvements and we'll get the answer to the question, are they ready to contend? And we'll get a nice little measure on the reigning champs as well on the stage where they have proven imperious in recent years. On AFL Nation from the Gabba, the second qualifying final, the Brisbane Lions versus Richmond ahead. Jared Waitley with you on AFL Nation for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is making winners. Terms at mcdonalds.com.au and Liquorland. Click and collect in just 30 minutes. Anthony Hudson's with me. Hello, Huddo.
Hello, Jared. I really can't wait for tonight. Last night I was apprehensive from a parochial point of view, I suppose, as well as really looking forward to the finals. And it delivered in many ways. And congratulations to Port Adelaide, to Frank, their incredible form. But tonight I'm just really excited about the game and to see how Brisbane go. I mean, if we get to the end of the night and Brisbane win and Port Adelaide won last night, well, you know, all these doubts that have been there all year will be unfounded. But, yeah, can't wait to see how they go. Can they get the Richmond monkey off the back? All those questions will be answered very, very soon on a warm night in Brisbane.
It's beautifully said. There's nothing like a hoodoo in a final series, Gary Lyons, and 15 in a row, no less. Welcome.
Good evening, in actual fact. Combine that with a decided advantage for the Brisbane Lions. So throw that into the mix and then it becomes a fan. I'm like Anthony, I can't wait. I enjoyed last night enormously. I didn't have the same interest as you guys from a sidebar. So Port Adelaide, I thought, were absolutely magnificent. And again, the story this year will be told in years to come, but who knows what it was like for Port Adelaide when it came to it. Half time, point up, you know, second half. Take nothing away from them. I just think their game stacks up and their game style. We can talk about that all we want, but they're at home, on their home deck, you know, in their own environment, in the comfortable environments of where they're at, and that plays out tonight for Brisbane. So that's why it's relevant. It's relevant for Brisbane tonight against the Richmond side, who have been, you know, relocated. They're disjointed. They're out. Now, they're a great side. They are a great side, so they may overcome it, and the history tells you they probably will, but it's set up for something pretty special, I reckon, tonight.
Are you open to the idea of the Lions planting their flag?
Not only am I open, inside the next hour and a half, I'm going to work out whether I actually tip Brisbane tonight, because it's just something I'm fiddling with. You two might be able to talk me out of it, or you might talk me into it. I don't know. But, so to that point, I think they're right in it. I think no Lynch as well.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating that the question mark over both, and you thought in one play and the other, but it ends up being that Andrews, who was projected to miss the longer, is the one that plays, and Lynch doesn't.
Tiger supporters who are, you know, rightfully just so confident at this time, they go, you know what that means? No Lynch, don't you? It means Dusty wanders down there. He's kicked two bags of six in his career, happens both to be against this mob, and has absolutely ripped them to shreds throughout his career.
Does Brandon Stasovic play on him?
Reckons he does.
Or does Darcy Gardner?
Read some interesting quotes from Brandon today, which I loved.
Yeah.
I want the opportunity. I love playing those sorts of blokes. I know how he plays. I know what I'm up against. So that probably means he won't.
What do you think Chris Fagan's approach would have been during the week?
I wonder whether he's delved back into the Lee Matthews playbook when the almighty, all-conquering Essendon side went up there. And it's the same mentality, isn't it? I mean, there's no – I think coaching, you know, and we can talk about Kenny and how he's got that group. I think from the outside, we can overcomplicate coaching. I think the complexities of coaching come from below the senior coach. That's the way. The more and more I see it, and where I think it's going, the getting them prepared, and as I spoke about yesterday, heart intact, all that sort of stuff. That's what Fags is doing. He's telling them how good they are. He's telling them how proud he is. He's telling them how, you know, how special this will be if we're in the, you know, if we can achieve something together. All those touchy-feely stuff, which we should never, ever underestimate.
They are the host nation at the Olympics, and I love that. So he has done his absolute best to push it away, but what he's done is show them the Freeman documentary. This is it. This never comes around again in your lifetime. And it's a real thing that plays out every 4 years in wherever
the games are. It's a very real thing for the Lions. I'm glad they're embracing it privately and it has seeped into the public conversation.
Yeah, to me it's a question of whether it's definitely real, but is it as real as, well, it's not as real as Cathy in Sydney, but I interviewed Craig Mottram at length recently and he talked about he moved to Ballarat ahead of the Commonwealth Games to train because he'd go to the tan and try and do his training. And everyone would go, oh, Craig, can I run a lap with you? Is Brisbane really experienced? Is footy big enough up there to be that?
Jake Niles' piece today says no way, and he's there.
Yeah.
So they get nothing but the glow. They get their own facility, they get their own homes, and they get the glow of this is the only time in your lifetime that we'll get to host this event, and you just finished second.
So I guess the only downside is that other teams have been playing at their home as well. So and Richmond have that unbelievable record, and then there's the pressure. But, yeah, he pretty much seemed to bring that up about Freeman. It didn't seem to be four, so he was happy to get it out there. And likewise, before the game in round 14, he brought up the fact that they had the horrible record against Richmond and they've been ticking these ones off, teams off. That's all very well when you win, but when you keep losing, then it just keeps being brought up. And it was the same. He brought up the bad goal kicking earlier in the year and then all of a sudden it kept going. Now he hates it when anyone brings it up. And he said to the journo this week, have you looked at the goal kicking in the last three matches? We're in the top four, you know, so shut up.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, Chris Scott doesn't bring up the finals record last night. And, of course, it's going to come your way. So you get on the front foot if that's the way that you want to play it.
And for Richmond, so in these finals, they have whacked teams. So outside of the preliminary final against Collingwood, which was a huge shock, we were together that night. And it'll be a surprise the night that they lose. Maybe not to the magnitude of what it's been previously. But they have whacked teams in their finals. I'm just intrigued to see for all their course through the season. And they look so well set. Are they? We'll see tonight.
There is every possibility that we might be looking at one of the greatest sides of the modern era. And that could be franked and rubber stamped this year if they go through them and that provides three out of four and one bad night. Three premierships out of 4 years and one bad night against the Collingwood Footy Club in a prelim. That's the only time they haven't stepped up. And you want to, I mean, this is how well they're tracking at the moment. In every measurement you want to go by, they are much better than they were this time last year. Every measurement. You can go through it, all of the stuff that might bore people, but the stuff that holds up in terms of where you're going as a footy club, they are above where they were this time last year. So they could be. They just might be Hawthorne-ish. They might be, they could be comparable to the great Hawthorn sides.
And are we going to judge them as being a great side or in terms of personnel, or are we going to judge them as saying they have just one of the best systems you've ever seen that suited their personnel?
Don't underestimate the personnel. Don't underestimate Martin's influence. Don't underestimate Koch and Grimes might be a defender for the generation. Yeah. You know, so they got both happening. Vlosten is unfashionable, but he doesn't jump out as Luke Hodge as a halfback flanker, but he might be. So this is the sort of side. And if you're going to win this flag, you've got to go through Richmond. That's basically where we're at. And Brisbane got an opportunity to go through them first up. So it'll take something pretty special.
I'm endlessly fascinated about the Richmond, the transformation going back. And we've all delved into it and spoken to different people along the way, going back to when they turned their form around. I was talking to someone a few weeks ago about it again. I was like, how can Damien Hardwick have turned himself? And we all know the story of what he did off the field. But just in terms of the playing style, and I was saying how they sat down with their recruiting team and said, why did we get this guy to the club? Okay, Jason Castagna, he can do this. He can do it. And they put it all up there and then they went, well, let's create a game style around what we've got. So, which makes perfect sense.
How simple is that? I wonder if every club does that.
Yeah. You know?
What do you got at your disposal? And let's coach around it. But, well, they have. And they got, now this system stuff, which, again, I was never immersed in that. I was more the emotional. I'm more an emotional footy person as opposed to a system-based person, but I've immersed myself in this. And it is true. I mean, it holds them in such good stead. It's not complicated, which is why I'm really fascinated to see how Brisbane's set up, because there is no secret to what Richmond are doing. For Brisbane, anyway. For us, we know 80% of 85. There's probably 15 of the technical stuff that we don't, but 90, 85, and most people do, right? So the fascination is how do they combat it? And we had a look at this on Monday on the couch, and this is for people listening. This is just one basic thing. Their defence is so key And Grimes is such a pivotal anchor in that. Keep your six forwards, right? So from 60 back to the goal square, don't let your six get outside that. Because the minute you do, you're giving Richmond exactly what they want, which has been the cornerstone of their premiership. You know, turnover, they score on turnover, all that sort of stuff. Keep your back six. Keep them within 65. We showed the vision. There was a bloke there. I can't even remember who it was. There's Grimes. There's him. Ball's on a halfback flank. He runs off and runs into the middle of 20 players.
Yeah.
So if they're outnumbered, the outnumber's 11 to 10. Who cares? And I tell you who cares, Richmond. Because there's one of the great intercepts, set-up players sitting back there on his own doing exactly what he wants. I don't want him on his own all night, Dylan Grimes. Not once for the night.
It is the philosophical tug of war at the moment is how much you believe in your own system and how much you go out to beat the opponent.
Yeah,
in this final series, if you haven't planned specifically to beat Richmond, you haven't given yourself a proper chance.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why, again, tonight will be fascinating. And if I had my preference of camera angle, it's a behind the goal for the whole night.
Yeah, now, I was thinking that today. I wish we had that tonight. Yeah.
So many times, in this year where we haven't been at grounds, we have the privilege of either being there so we can see it or we can ask for, you know. And tonight would be a really, really interesting one.